People just assumed I was consciously, I'm going to attack this man in a certain way, but I don't even really remember the incident.
I think there is a sense of normality in the uncomfortability. You just get used to stuff changing.
Clarko's at his best if we lose two or three on the trot. Not that I want to lose two or three games in a row too often.
Trying to put my hand up for every game. It's something that players are going to have to deal with.
Not reading anything, and I'm still hearing Christian Petracca stuff. It's amazing, mainly from him.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
All right, let's talk some Magpies now. It's been a busy week in the build-up to week one of the finals and Saturday night at Optus Stadium in Perth. The West Coast Eagles will host the Magpies, but that's not going to be easy because they've got to get it past our man, our All-Australian, Taylor Adams, who joins us in Inner Sanctum this morning. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Half. Good morning, Whitey. How are we?
We are well, mate. Congratulations on selection as an All-Australian for this season. Well-deserved, just by the way, but I'm sure it's pretty chuffed to be able to get that nod.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, obviously it's humbling to be seen as one of the best performers of the year inside the top 22. So, something that I was probably a little bit surprised by when I got the call. When the call came through, but amazing recognition. I guess the best thing about it was being able to call mum and dad and my grandparents and the people that have supported me throughout. Not only my AFL career, but my junior career leading into being drafted and, the people that have shared the ups and the downs of the journey with me. So didn't have too much time to reflect on what the achievement actually meant to me personally, given the situation we find ourselves in, with a big final coming up. But, it was awesome. That's really nice messages that came through and none from you, Half, but that's okay. It was nice, to sit back and watch and, really humbled by the achievement.
What's the... You're a dodgy man, you are. What's the conversation like with your parents and your grandparents and after you tell them that? I mean, as you say, and it's not just you, every player around the country, boy or girl, parents and grandparents and family are such a big part of the journey all the way through. But what are they? How do they respond? What's that conversation like?
Well, sort of when it either goes one of two ways. I had both experiences. My mum said, "So you should have," and my grandpa said, "Did you really?" And he was very surprised. But no, it was the people that are really close to you, they ride the wave of emotion throughout. Not only your AFL career, but your junior career. They see the sacrifice and the effort that goes into achieving something like that. They were really proud. Mum and Dad were really, really proud. And my grandparents were in disbelief. So it was nice to be able to have that conversation, that moment, by the phone with them.
Hey, Taylor, I must confess, when you were up there getting your award and speaking about it, I must confess I did sort of reflect back a little bit on last year and how difficult and challenging that year was for you at times when you're having those injury issues. And then you think to the fact that in such a challenging year, you haven't missed a game, you've been such a consistent player for Collingwood when there were so many key players around you that were having their issues. And I must confess, I was just really proud of you because things got pretty bleak for you at times last year.
Yeah, thanks, Waddy. Yeah, I actually haven't really reminisced about the difficulties I faced last year. I know we had a really open conversation on the Inner Sanctum last year where I remember I was in tears one day at training with Bucks consoling me. That was, I think, 3 or 4 weeks after I originally injured my adductor and got some really bad news from Julian Feller, the surgeon. We went and got a second opinion off that, I'd most likely miss close to 8 weeks when we originally thought it might have been 3 or 4. So, I hadn't really given that too much thought, I guess. The big thing for me this year, it's been a really, really challenging year. But the one thing that has made the year really enjoyable has been being able to play footy, being able to train. And that's, when we're out in the oval, when we're training, it's the time where you sort of forget about what else is happening in the world for that period of time, and you just get to go out and do what what you love doing and what you're good at doing. And with all the crap that's happening in the world, I'm really fortunate that I'm able to go out and do my job and perform and be around a great football club with great teammates and great coaches. And it's something that's been a little bit of a silver lining, the fact that we've been away living with each other and getting to know each other and each other's families bit closer, and loved it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. And from a Collingwood perspective, we've sort of been surmising where you're at going into this final series, and you know, you seeded eighth, but at the same point, we're fully aware of what you've done in recent years when it's come to final series. And I know I'm just speaking on behalf of myself. I just feel that things might just be turning in the right direction in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've seen some improvement. We still feel like we're falling short of what we can achieve. And mainly that's purely consistency across four quarters. We know that our very best is good enough. And we're aiming for a four quarter performance this weekend. And it's going to take a four quarter performance against, you know, one of the great teams of the competition, especially when they get to play at home. So finals are a different ball game. I think there's 1,000 tickets going to Collingwood supporters and 34,000 or so going to Eagles supporters. So we'll certainly be the underdogs going into the Saturday night's game, but we can't wait. We've had perfect preparation. We've come over here a week early to quarantine. We've been set up really well, looked after really well, and we've got a opportunity to train on Optus Stadium to have our final run before we go out and play the Eagles. So we feel like we're perfectly positioned to cause a bit of an upset. People probably don't think we're good enough to do it, but we like having our backs against the walls, and there's a real strong belief about what we can do when we all come together.
Paul, I'm sure that's an advantage, and one of the reasons why going over and having the quarantine is not such a bad idea. And I heard Bucks talking about it earlier in the week about getting a chance to acclimatise and get used to the time zone and all that sort of stuff, and live in your caravans. There's been much talked about in the last couple of days. Do you see that as a benefit?
Yeah, definitely. So we flew out on Friday. Left the Sunshine Coast, and it was about a six and a half hour flight over here to Perth. So if we were to do that day before a game or even 2 days before a game, I imagine most guys would feel pretty sluggish getting off a plane. And we're able to get in a weight session on Saturday and flush that out, and then train on Sunday, and had a really, really good session just at North Optus Oval next to the stadium there. And we've trained again, so we're going to get three sessions in get used to, you know, the weather, the time difference. We're obviously really set up in our accommodation now. So we're looking forward to obviously getting out in Optus Stadium and having a run around. And we've got 48 hours until we take on the Eagles in an elimination final.
Can you see the end inside? Obviously, you hope that's a couple of weeks away, but does it give you a bit of energy in there that the end is around the corner?
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like that, to be honest. It feels like I'll be going back to Twin Waters for a fair while longer. But this game's obviously huge. You know, we lose this, we're out, clearly. But if we win this, I think we'll give ourselves a real, real chance, and we definitely believe as a club that we're good enough. But I think we might turn a few heads if we're able to get the job done on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm interested in the theme from Bucks, and you might not quite have got to that point yet, but I remember years ago when Mick Malthouse was coaching Collingwood, when Nathan was playing for Collingwood, and you went over to Football Park and beat Port Adelaide, and Mick really sort of set the tone early in the week about the underdog and embracing the underdog and all the pressure on Port Adelaide. This time round, does Nathan sort of do that sort of thing when he's coaching the Magpies, or is it business as usual and it's pretty simple that you do what you do every week?
Oh, I think we probably not to that extent, but we certainly speak about the circumstances surrounding the game. We haven't played in front of massive crowds this year, so that's going to be something that's, although we're really familiar with, given our supporter base back in Melbourne, we're really familiar with that, but it's something different this year. Yeah, I personally haven't read too much about what's been said in the media, but you know, just having conversations with people, like your family and your mates and that sort of thing, and they sort of throw in the one-liners about how good a win it would be. But yeah, we understand that going over to Perth and playing either Perth team, but you know, especially the Eagles when they're up and about, there's almost no tougher task in footy. So the crowd play a massive role. You know, just the fact that they are so good, their record is so strong on Optus. You know, we know that we're up against it, but as I said, we're really comfortable where we sit. We're really confident in our preparation and how we're gonna perform on Saturday night.
It was a very interesting affair last time around. You've learned a lot since then. There's been a lot of changes from both teams, I think. Are you banking on their stars all getting up? Are you planning on that?
Yeah, I think we'll certainly prepare for them to put together their strongest team. By all reports, it seems like they've all trained and they're putting their hand up for selection. So, I guess we'll find out once the team's released. But yeah, we're certainly planning for them to have their best players in.
And give us the lowdown, Ty. Who's in the caravan?
I actually don't know what this is. I say, obviously, Bucks has said something about the caravans, has he?
Oh, well, someone's talked about it. I think he had caravans last time at Joondalup just to cater for
Carlton everyone. Had them. Carlton had them.
I think we had them first, then Carlton had them, and then I think whoever stayed after us, Sydney, had them. After Carlton. So there's they actually like it. They call it the trailer park, the boys down there. It's Jeff Walsh, Robert Harvey, Nick Maxwell. Matthew Boyd's in a hotel room. He's a bit precious. There might be one more I'm forgetting. Bucks has got a suite next to Pendles. So I can hear them too. He's talking footy all night. They're above me. But the trailer parks, and Shannon Collins. So they're the boys have got a big slow cooker down there. You know, they cook their own dinners and they're drinking plenty of beers and no wives or kids. So they're making the most of their time away from the family.
Just whittling away on the front porch in front of their caravan. Magnificent stuff. So can't wait to see you in action on Saturday. I'm really excited about this game. I reckon you might be in it up to your eyeballs as well. It's a good system getting there early and planning and preparing the way you've had a chance to do it. Well done again on your All-Australian year. Can't wait to see you in action leading the team on Saturday night. Go get them.
Thanks, guys.